Be My Baby was one of the Ronettes' biggest hits. Do you remember when you recorded that, how special that was?
Oh, yeah. First of all, everybody lived in New York. So the writers, the producers, everyone. So I was so surprised because I learned Be My Baby in New York with the writers and stuff. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and this is like after I'd learned the song, they called me from California and said, Ronnie, we've got to fly you out to California. California? I was like, that's where the cowboys are, you know. I had no idea, you know, brought up in New York City, in Spanish Harlem, Manhattan. I had no idea that I had to go all the way to California to make my first record, which was Be My Baby. Get off the plane, and, you know, someone's there to pick me up. And then they take me straight to Jack Nitzsche's house, which Jack Nitzsche was our arranger for all of our records. And he was like the greatest, greatest ever.
Yeah, big supporter of
Jack
yours.
Nitzsche, yeah.
Yeah, and Be My Baby, all you have to do is hear that drum beat. I mean, you can play that for really anybody on the planet, and they know what that song is.
It's amazing. We did a tour in England. And we did the Glastonbury Festival, which every artist of today was on. Adele, me, I mean, tons of people. And it was so amazing to walk out there in England and see all these kids. And when I went into Baby, I Love You and Be My Baby, they knew every word. I was like in shock.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was like everybody went, oh. And it was like thousands of kids there. And I'm saying to myself as I'm singing, how do they know the lyrics? They're so young.
Legendary.
It was a festival, you know?
Yeah.
And they knew every word. They knocked me off my feet.
It's a classic. I mean, it's an absolute classic. And really, you know, the Ronettes were so big that bands like the Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, were your opening act at the time.
Yeah, they were.
That's pretty crazy.
It was amazing. You know, that they all the great, and we, also with the Beatles, they, before they got to America, you know, the Beatlemania and all that, they were our friends over in England, because we went over in England in 64, the Ronettes, and we were the big stars, you know, and the Beatles hadn't even really been known in America. Of course, the Rolling Stones were our opening act, and all of a sudden, these groups started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, with my songs, they kept getting smaller and smaller. And I at first I didn't understand, but then I did. And things went on, and I carried on, and life is great.
And you got to know the Beatles pretty well, both when you were in the UK and then back in the States. They kind of, when they were back in the States, they kind of called on you because they didn't get the craziness that was happening.
Yeah, well, they didn't even understand it. As you can probably, people look back and see them getting off the airplane. They didn't know what the heck was going on. It was like all these girls at the airport. And I remember when they got to the hotel, and we were still living in Spanish Harlem. John called me. He said, Ronnie, we're prisoners here. We can't get out. There are girls climbing up the, you know, like the hotel lobby and getting up the stairwell and all that stuff. I said, guys, I got a great idea. Come with me to Spanish Harlem, and I guarantee you, nobody will even look at you. And I was right, because I lived in a neighborhood where Spanish, you know, we Spanish dorks with the long hair, so they didn't even recognize the Beatles, because the Spanish kids in my neighborhood always wore long hair, because their parents couldn't afford it, you know, like once a week to take them to the barber.
Sure.
So, they, you know, they mixed right in. So they had their dinner, you know, they had barbecue, and they played the jukebox, and nobody even bothered them.
They probably loved it.
That was the best dinner they ever had.
Yeah.
Because every place else they went, and they had to have everything, you know, room service and stuff. And they got tired of room service, and that's when I said, I'll take you to Spanish Harlem and get you some barbecue.
That's
and
awesome.
Love it. And they did. And, it, you know, I have so many stories, David.
Now, you were asked to tour with them, too, weren't you? You were asked to tour with them at some point.
Yes. Well, the Ronettes did tour, but I didn't.
Ah, gotcha.
And I that's a long story, and, you know, an ultimatum between the Beatles and my ex and all of that, so.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know, I was like in between the middle of a hard rock. You know what they say that?
Yep.
They say,
absolutely.
Something in a hard rock. I didn't know what to do. Crossroads, like, I didn't know, should I go with the Beatles on tour, or should I marry this producer of mine.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, oh, you marry a producer, he's going to continue making your hits. And, you know, I love what I did so much, David, and still do. I love what I do. And to take that away from me was like, wow. You know, I had no idea that I would never go on stage again for 7 years. I wouldn't record until I was on Apple Records.
But I'll tell you, you did have all these great collaborations over the years. Who would you say is your fondest?
I have to say, well, John Lennon was my heart. He's the one that gave me, when I came back to New York, I told him, I said, oh, John, I said, I have to make records. I have to make records to be on stage. And that day, he was with Jimmy Iovine. And Bruce Springsteen was recording at an Electric Lady right down the street. And he said, Ronnie, go over there. When you get there, everything will be set up for you. I walk in, and Bruce Springsteen's there with Southside Johnny. And they had just recorded a song. Bruce Springsteen rewrote this song. It was called You Mean So Much to Me, Baby. And rewrote it for me and Johnny to sing together. I was, like, amazed already.
Wow.
It was Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel, which Billy Joel used to play with a group called The Hassles. And he was my opening act on Long Island.
Wow.
With the Ronettes. Yeah, so all of these people just grew and grew and grew. And it was so great to see all of my friends, you know, before they were famous. And we had Be My Baby out at the time. And then they became Billy Joel. Like in 5 years, he became huge. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Maybe I have a magic touch.
I think you do, Ronnie. I think you do. I think you do.
John Lennon, boom, they were like the biggest thing you ever heard of. I mean, maybe it was me. I try to think that way, and I think that's good for my health, and it keeps me going and keeps me loving rock and roll. Most of my audiences know that I was with John Lennon, and I was with the Beatles and
sure.
the Ronettes, all that. So they know already. So I loved all the songs. It took me a while, too, David, to pick out all those songs. But I love the songs I picked because everybody in America knows them as well.
Music icon Ronnie Spector, who left us this week at the age of 78.